Good morning and welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, with co-host Michael Bowen. And today we've got head coach for the Upperman Bees, Bobby McWilliams. Just came off an awesome season at Upperman. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Bobby, I want to dive in real quick. This is not your first rodeo with us on the show, and real happy to have you back. And, you know, the job that you, not only you, but you and Dana have done down at Upperman High School with basketball and the kids down there, has been well recorded and just done a fabulous job down there. So congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, we'll get into talking about this season as we go through the show, but really want people to get to know Bobby a little bit better. So let's talk about a little bit about, you know, where you grew up, and then we'll get on into how you got to Tennessee Tech later on.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up in Eastern Kentucky from a small town called Barberville. Played there at Barberville High School under Dinky Phipps. Got to Tennessee Tech by way of Truett McConnell Junior College in Cleveland, Georgia, was able to come to Tennessee Tech and finish up my basketball career playing there.
So let's talk about when you were younger and coming up. I guess probably your family had a love for basketball. And when you talk about Kentucky, you know, basketball is probably the most popular sport, and I'd say the same thing for Indiana. But when I think of basketball, I do think of Kentucky.
Sure. You know, growing up in Eastern Kentucky, for sure, that's kind of the hotbed for high school basketball, really anywhere in the United States as far as on the boys' side of it. Grew up there, had three older siblings, and two brothers and an older sister. But growing up watching them play, going to their games at a very young age, both my parents were involved in sports when they were in school as well. So, you know, that was kind of what we did and who we were. But, you know, growing up with the two older brothers who both played really set a lot of, standards or parameters on what you could or could not get by with, for sure. You know, it was, they're a little older than me. One's 7 years, one's 6 years older than me. So, you know, the fight was on from day one with those guys. But, that probably gave me my competitive edge, whatever that is. And, I'm grateful for that. You know, sometimes you'd like to be able to kind of holster that just a little bit. But, it is what it is. And so, I was very fortunate to grow up into a basketball-driven community as well. It's easy to go to a high school game and have 1,500, 2,000 people at every game. that wasn't the case every night, but when you played the bigger opponents, and especially when you got in a tournament time, you know, it was sellout crowds and things of that nature. So just really it's a unique experience that unless you've been there and done that, you know, you can't really get a good feel of what that is.
It sounds like growing up, older brothers that you were beat up a lot on the court, and that really made you a very competitive person.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I had between the two, I think I got, you know, I got pretty much both ends of the spectrum. The oldest one was a little bit more, lenient. He would let the game get down to the wire, then I'd either have to make a shot to win or lose. And that was every game, you know, the tournament time in the NCAA. So that goes back to seeing, you know, he and I playing our own tournament out in the hallway there with a coat hanger and the bottom of an onion sack cut out for a net. But every game went down to the wire, and I either won or lost based on how I did. But now that Michael, my second brother, the one's just 6 years older than me, it was every game was 24-0 skunk. And, yeah. If I got a shot to the rim, that was a win, you know. But, you know, the last time he and I played was when I beat him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was, you know, probably in my teenage years, I guess I was either probably eighth grade or ninth grade, and we played one-on-one out in the backyard and beat him. That was the last time we played.
Today we're talking with Bobby McWilliams, head basketball coach at Upperman High School.
So, Bobby, has it always been basketball for you that's been your love, or is there any other sports?
No, actually, I played baseball and had a real passion for playing. Was more naturally talented, I feel, at baseball than I was probably basketball. It seemed like it just came a little easier to me, and I had to really focus a lot on my working harder at basketball. But I actually played my first year in college. I played both sports.
Wow.
And was slated to come back and play again, at Truett my sophomore season. But the time that it took for me to really to be able to, I guess, compete at a high level with the basketball, it was almost impossible for me to continue pursuing a baseball career as well.
Yeah, you know, I knew that, actually. We actually played a little softball together at Tennessee Tech. And, you know, I could tell that you were very fluent in moving around. You knew your way around the baseball field. Was it a tough decision to give baseball up, you know, and concentrate on basketball?
Well, it was. You know, that's the reason I went to junior college in the first place, because that was the one place that I was given the opportunity to do both, to see exactly what direction I wanted to go in, because I did have a passion for both. But, you know, I guess basketball, the love for basketball worn out, maybe the challenge that was put in, you know, with the basketball, because I was always, you know, undersized or whatever the case may be. So that kind of given me, you know, gave me a little bit more of a drive to want to try to see if I could reach that whatever that pinnacle was.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a lot about high school sports, and we're kind of in your high school sports playing days now. Do you have a fondest memory of growing up playing high school basketball?
It's just a mixture of a bunch of things. I think probably for every kid that comes into our program at Upperman, I want them to enjoy some of the things that I did, and that one of those things was for sure the camaraderie we had with teammates. Those high school teammates are guys that you can't really ever forget, no matter what level you play on. So I want that experience to be the same for the kids that play for me now. You know, like growing up in Eastern Kentucky, you know, basketball was what they talked about, you know, from November till March. And then when March was over, we started talking about basketball again. So, you know, it was just, kind of a way of life, you know, the way that, the community, treated high school sports, and, you know, the high school schoolboy legends that are there. I mean, you know, coming from the area that I came from, there's the greatest high school basketball players probably to ever come out of Kentucky, as far as most recognized. Most of those are from out of Eastern Kentucky. I mean, me not being one of those, don't get me wrong, but yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, the newspapers, the town shut down for the games. You know, you would. I went to high school. We had 125 students in 9 through 12. And our biggest rival was 1,200, you know, a 1,200 student body. Mm. There's no classification. You play against each other. You know, that's your district. So that was, you know, it just, the experience of that is just, you know, you can't really describe it. You just kind of had to be there.
Bobby, that's very unique in the fact that there is no classification. And that gives opportunities for small schools that probably, you know, in the way we do it in Tennessee, you know, a small school can play a big school, but you don't see that a lot.
No, you don't. And especially when it's an elimination type of environment. You know, so that's kind of unique, and people that, if you, like I said, and I've said it before, if you don't really grow up in that, you don't know what that's like. So coming here and watching high school sports evolve is my first year coaching, and thinking, what is this classification stuff, you
right.
know, where you're broken down mm-hmm. into kind of similar size schools. You know, it does make it a lot more competitive, I guess, for the smaller schools in particular. But growing up in Kentucky, if you're able to knock off one of those big schools, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so, you know, coming to the end of your high school career, did you have a lot of opportunities, a lot of different offers to go different places?
Well, I did. I was very fortunate that I had several four-year schools that offered me the opportunity to go and play. But again, I was back to that choosing whether I wanted to do basketball or baseball. And so I just really, at that time, didn't know. And junior college gave me the opportunity to do that. So I pursued that and got my feel of that and saw what it was like, and played in a very competitive, you know, Georgia, Florida junior college baseball league. That's about as good as it gets. So, you know, after that first year, realizing what it took for me to stay on top of my basketball, as well as try to get myself ready for the upcoming baseball season. They were already 2 weeks into the season when our basketball season was over. So, you know, taking 4 or 5 days of batting practice and live fungo and that kind of stuff, and then trying to get out there and play, it was really taxing. So I felt like I had to make a decision on what I wanted to do, what I wanted to pursue.
So for this segment, last question for this segment, Bobby, I'm sure there were a lot of people that were very important to your career, especially early in high school. If you could mention one person that maybe meant the most to your basketball career, who would it be?
Probably my coach. You know, probably my coach. He just retired last year. I say he's retired. He's talking about he's wanting to get back into it. I don't know. I don't understand. But he's, you know, his name's Dinky Phipps. He coached at Barberville High School. He was a younger coach when I started playing. I played on the high school team as an eighth grader. And his first year was my eighth grade season. So, you know, it was really impactful as far as, you know, the way I saw that how things were handled. I learned a lot from him, but, you know, I think that was probably the biggest influence on how we do things day to day or how I do things day to day. You know, and he's kind of an old school guy. And if you've seen me coach, sometimes I've been that way. And,
yeah.
You know, the players that played before me they graduated before me, and then the guys that played for him afterwards, there's a lot of respect there for him, even though it was a tough, tense environment, for sure. But I think he made a huge impact on that school. The year before we got there, I think they had like one win. Mm. Then my eighth grade year, he came in and we won the district.
Wow.
So, you know, it was pretty impressive on what he was able to do in that area during that time and turning that thing around.
Quick question, the best player you've ever played against?
Oh, let's see. Jace asked me this question the other day, and I started naming guys.
Your son Jace.
Yeah, my son Jace. We were in the middle of the. Actually, we were sitting around with some of the other players on the team, and the other day he said, "Dad, who was the best player you ever played against?" and you know, I don't know. You know, when I was at Tech, they had Tony Delk, some of those guys that we played against. Southern Miss had Clarence Weatherspoon, who played in the league for about 15 years. He was really, really an incredible player. He was just so big and strong. He was kind of like Charles Barkley, that type of player. So, you know, probably him. You know, I just think that he was able to dominate a game at that level was really, really, really impressive.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with head coach from Upperman High School, Bobby McWilliams.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Good morning, Upper Cumberland. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, along with co-host Michael Bowen.
So, Bobby, talk to us a little bit about how important it is to have a good supporting cast around you and having your family around you and involved in basketball with you.
Well, you know, again, growing up at an early age, I think that was very impactful on my direction as far as, you know, how I done my everyday thing, gave me my competitive edge or whatever, but you know, now that's kind of evolved into having all of our my family with me whenever we're at games or whatever. And since I've been a coach, you know, pretty much all my career, I've had my own sons at the games with us. You know, of course, Dana, my wife, she coaches a girls' team there, so. Some people don't know, I guess. But anyway, so, you know, having those people there for you, because, you know, coaching is it's very trying, especially when you spend the hours that we spend trying to do this. Having someone there, you know, on those rough days is really important. But, you know, it's just really been just a terrific, terrific experience for us.
So I wrote down a question here. What's the dinner table like at your house?
Good question.
Yeah, it is a good question. You know, we during basketball season, we talk a lot of basketball. We're pretty careful on how we usually ask questions to lead each other into opinions. But yeah, of course, Sam, you know Dana very well. She's going to tell you shoot straight from the hip. She's going to tell you exactly like it is. So, you know, that's been very helpful, I think, probably for both of us to be able to bounce ideas and things of that nature off each other. We've tried to be really careful with our kids, and we're kind of proud of this, that we've been there as more of a support system for them at home and not really fussing at them or trying to overcoach them at home. We've never done that, really. Mm-hmm. We've let them do their own thing. You know, if they wanted to go to gym to work out or work on their game, then we take them. Never did we really force them to ever do that. And so we're very proud of that we've handled it that way. And I think because of that, our kids, you know, grew up actually loving the game. And now that they finished their career, they still do. We've got two sons that are actually coaching now themselves. So we're very grateful that we handled it that way, of just letting them do their own thing. But, you know, just sitting around talking basketball with these guys, you realize how much they've absorbed since they've been in diapers about basketball.
I want to come back to the two sons coaching now, because I think that's an important point to make. But, when you know, this podcast goes out worldwide, so there's a lot of people that listen to it in other areas and probably don't know you or Dana.
Right.
Unique experience and situation down at Upperman High School of you being the men's coach and Dana being the women's coach. And you guys work at the same school, work in the same area. I know you're more in the classroom teaching a lot.
Right.
And Dana's more in the gym, but is it a great experience to be able to work with your wife at work and then go home? How do you handle that?
It has been for us. It's been phenomenal.
My wife told me she'd probably kill me, so I just want you to know. That's a unique thing.
We have several people that say, I don't know how you guys do that all day, but we do, you know, and we're friends. We're best friends. So that helps. But also too, when I have situations going on at work, like, you know, I'm thinking about how I'm going to defend this team or defend that player, I go home and throw that out, I'm getting a certified response. Mm-hmm. I'm getting something back with somebody that's got some validity to it.
Let's talk about certified. How many state championships?
Two.
Two state championships, no telling how many region championships,
right,
and subs, you know, all of those things.
Yeah, she's right, so 700 wins. So
when you say certified, you mean
she's got the credentials, but that's, both of us have been able to come home and throw those things out. And for, you know, in this profession particularly, when you go home and your wife may be, you know, a banker and an accountant, and you go home and you start talking about, you know, how am I going to defend these ball screens, or what am I going to do when they, you know, go zone? A lot of people don't know what that means.
Right.
You know? So, but for us, that's been really comforting to be able to go throw those out to each other and bounce ideas off one another. I think it's probably helped both of us kind of evolve into our coaching profession for sure.
You know, the greatest testament to your marriage, you know, when I had Dana in here, she said the exact same thing. And I think I remember the thing she said, that you are one of the best coaches that she knows of. So, you know, what a unique relationship to have. And I'm sure there's times you talk about basketball and times you don't want to.
Sure. I'm sure a lot of people outside that see us at the gym, that's the only place they ever see us, they think that's all we do. You know, that is not it. That is not the focus of our day. You know, during the season when it comes time, you know, but otherwise, that's not, you know, that's not, basketball is kind of what we do.
Right.
That's our profession, but that's not who we are. So we spend a lot of time just, you know, doing family things with, you know, we got two grandkids now. So that's really been an awesome, awesome experience.
Today we're talking to head basketball coach at Upperman High School, Bobby McWilliams.
So, Bobby, we're going to talk more about this season in particular, but this season you got to coach your youngest son on this state run. Talk to us about how special that was.
Jace is the fourth one that's came through the program, and the last one is probably the hardest to let go of, you know. Just because, you know, when Tyler was a senior, you know, we were sad because he had such a great career. We went to the state tournament his senior year. That year, Kobe and Austin both were on the state tournament team, so they got to play in the state tournament. Well, last year, we qualified for the state tournament, and then COVID shut it down. And so there's Jace, who qualified, going to get the opportunity to play for a state championship, and it's, you know, it's taken away from him, basically. So getting back this year was really special to us, and it was something that I was just, you know, hoping we'd have the opportunity to do because the other three got the experience. And thankfully we did, you know, but coaching that last one when his season was over, and we're still dealing with that just recently as, you know, last Friday, when he's out, you know, there's not another one coming. Mm-hmm. And so when Tyler graduated and then Kobe graduated and then Austin graduated, you always knew you had one more, you know, you get to experience that a little bit more. So I think Tyler put something out the other day that for the last 11 years has been McWilliams on the floor at Upperman. And now that's no longer going to happen for a few years until Grayson's two. So, you know, I don't know what direction that's going to go in or who's going to be coaching at that particular time. But
chances are they will be playing basketball.
Well, chances are it's a good chance. You know, he's got a lot of mannerisms of Tyler right now, and he understands, you know, he sings 2 years old, sings national anthem. You know,
wow.
we don't practice that at home, guys.
Yeah.
You know, so he's been to enough games. He knows what's happening. He can do the starting lineups. You know, he's just kind of absorbed with it himself. So I'm sure he'll follow in Tyler's footsteps and probably end up pursuing basketball as, you know, as a pathway as far as athletics.
So last question of the segment, what's the greatest piece of advice your wife, basketball coach, has given you?
You know, probably on situations how to deal with the boys, with my personal boys. Mm. Just, you know, because in the middle of games or in practice, it has been a challenge, and I got better at that as we moved along. It's been a lot easier on Jason than it was on Tyler, for sure. And that's not because they changed; it's because I probably evolved as a coach and as an older person, I guess you can say now. But for sure, I think her giving me, you know, look, we need to back up and look at this, how you're handling them compared to the way you handle the other kids. She giving me advice on kind of handle those kids and look at it from a different perspective, you know, as a parent rather than as a coach. And then she can flip that around. She looks at it as a coach as well. And so she's got that's a tough deal for her, has been, you know, because she's had to balance that so much. But I think those things were probably those conversations were some of the most impactful that we'd had, as you know, as far as being able to coach and coach your own kids, because that's not easy for a lot of people, but it sure has been a blessing.
Today we're talking to Bobby McWilliams. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks, along with Michael Bowen, and guest in-house today is head coach at Upperman High School Basketball, Bobby McWilliams.
So, Bobby, before we move into the boys' season, just want to touch on the girls' season a little bit. They had a great season, and want to congratulate Reagan Hurst for being named Miss Basketball. I want you to comment on that a little bit, but just a quick story. Reagan, you know, she runs the scores table at the City League Basketball for the youth basketball here in Cookeville. My daughter plays at it, and I just think that's the neatest thing for 7, 8, 9-year-old girls here in town to have a Miss Basketball sitting there running the scores table, watching their games, and she's just so great with the kids. I think that's just a great thing.
It is, and you know, the students, the high school athletes don't really realize how much they're really viewed.
Yeah.
As being kind of almost like role models for these younger people. We have, you know, I've got Alex Rush and Colin Gore, who both have gotten all kinds of accolades over this season. And Alan Asbury, who helps me, his little boy is 4. And
AJ,
you know AJ.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
knows AJ.
Everybody knows AJ.
Yeah. So you know, AJ, you know, you say, AJ, what kind of jersey you do you want? And his response was Alex Rush.
Yeah.
And then his other one is Grant Slatton, who plays at White
yeah.
Kelly. Well, why do you like those? Because they can slam it. See? Yeah. So, but
of course.
Yeah, but you know, these I don't think these high school athletes realize that people come to their games, especially these younger age kids, that they watch them and they kind of look up to them. And that's, you know, for your daughters, it's got to be a huge experience, you know, and an awesome experience kind of in all, and almost just from the standpoint of knowing that Reagan was Miss Basketball, and, you know, and she's going to go to Tennessee Tech and play, and that kind of stuff. So, you know, with the girls program, Dana's done such a remarkable job. You know, we line up here almost every year and just kind of commend the things that they do. It's just been really impressive.
Yeah, no doubt. And no less impressive for the guys' side either. And, you know, tradition is something that's very hard to build, and you guys have spent a long time working to be able to do that. So on the boys' side this year, you went back to the state tournament. How many years in a row is that?
That was two. It was back. We went back-to-back.
Went back-to-back. Back and then to back. Previous.
14 was the last time we had been.
Okay.
We got beat in the sub-state, these guys' freshman year. And we got beat the year before they were freshmen in the sub-state game as well. So, you know, we've had a run here where we've been in the state tournament or got the sub-state, you know, pretty much whatever. I mean, I think 1 year in there, we didn't get an opportunity to do that.
I think the average person out there doesn't understand how hard that is to accomplish either.
It's extremely hard. And, you know, as a coach, you get frustrated when you don't make it. And I'm, you know, sitting there thinking that, come on now, this will be realistic here a little bit. That some coaches have coached a lifetime who are very good coaches and may not ever make it to the state tournament.
Right.
You know, just depending on whatever situation's out there. But anyway, we've been very fortunate, you know, at Upperman to do what we've been able to do. And over the course of the career, been able to got, you know, Ben's got state championships, state runner-ups. The boys have been to the state tournament several times. And so we're just we're really blessed, and we understand that, and we know that.
So just go through some record here this season. 27-6 overall, I believe, was the overall record. 13-1 in the district. You know, just amazing district champs. Final four in the state tournament, and I believe that's the first semi-final appearance since 97. Is that right?
That is correct. I was an assistant that year to coach him to Larry McCaleb, and we actually got beat by the state champions who at Perry County, who actually had Kurt Haston, who was a Big Ten player of the year. They beat us in the semis, and then this year we lost in the semis to the eventual state, you know, state champion. We were really close at we had a shot, but we were close at being able to do that ourselves. You know, if we look over the course of that game, we led them for 18 minutes. They led us for six, and it was tied for eight. So, you know, they were just made some plays down the stretch, and we went through a run where we didn't score. But anyway, you know, nonetheless, you know, this year, this 4 year span that these seniors have had has been really remarkable. They set school records. They just blew them out of the water as far as wins, and they won four straight district championships. You know, so we've been really, really fortunate to be able to do what we've done.
Winning a district championship in this district in Middle Tennessee is no easy thing itself.
No, it's not. It's very hard to do. And winning four consecutive is really remarkable. You know, and these guys, they probably didn't even realize what they were doing when they were doing it. But looking back on it, and 5-10 years, they're going to realize, you know, that they had a pretty strong run there. So, you know, they've made a big impact on our program and just kind of continued on to what was built before they got there.
Today we're talking to Coach Bobby McWilliams, head coach, Upperman High School basketball.
So, Bobby, you mentioned some names earlier. Do you want to go ahead and call out the seniors from this class?
Yeah, our seniors are Alex Rush and Kaysen Grissom, Colin Gore, Isaiah Allen, John Alexander, Jace McWilliams, and Jackson Fox.
Wow, big class.
So, yeah, it's a huge class. And we've had some big classes come through. Tyler's class was pretty big, but none is, I don't think, that's had seven in it. So, you know, we're going to be playing some younger kids next year. But we're looking forward to the challenge. We're going to miss these seniors for sure. They've made a big impact, like I said, on the program and kind of set some I guess parameters for these younger kids to have to follow.
What do you hope these young men leave your program having, you know, from a character standpoint, more than just basketball? What do you want them to leave your program with?
Well, we hope that we've kind of gave them direction into, you know, what it takes to be committed to something, what it takes to be dedicated to something. We want them to be able to feel like that regardless of what challenges are out there, that, you know, they're going to be able to take those head on and figure out a way to work through those challenges for sure. You know, we had to, this year we dealt with COVID, and everybody did, but we dealt with COVID. You know, our best player first four games, make no bones about it, was Isaiah Allen. Isaiah gets, you know, sick in November after the first four games, come back, and he pulls a hamstring in the first half of the next game out. So we played without our three-year starting point guard the whole season. I got him back right before the state tournament, but I commend him so much. He spent so many hours in the training room working He ended up, playing, but with very no to little practice. So, and that's not easy to do, especially at the level we're doing, whether we're trying to play. So I just really respect him. But, things like that these guys understand, here's what it's going to take for me to be able to do this certain task. We hope that they can realize that it can be done. It's just going to have to be, you're going to have to put your time into it.
Just really quick, we'll talk a little bit about the community support you've gotten from the local community here for Upperman basketball.
Well, that whole Upperman B Nation is really unique in itself. Not just basketball, but all of our sports. We have been very fortunate that we've had a lot of success in volleyball and baseball and football, and it continues to grow for these guys. So but the support that the community gives, you go to our games and you see just countless people that don't have anybody playing in that game.
Right.
But they're just there watching the game because they want to support. So that's kind of more how I grew up with basketball. And, these kids here are growing up the same way. They've got a lot of people that know who they are and have seen them play, and they don't really even know those people. And later on, the kids are going to appreciate that a lot more of what that community was able to do and how much support they really gave them. And we've just been very blessed with those people in that area.
Bobby, I had the opportunity to come down to Upperman and coach in my career, and just really thankful that I made that decision. I got a chance to work alongside you. I thought we worked well as a football coach, basketball coach, and sharing the players that we had. And it really is a special place, and coming from somewhere like Cookeville High School, which I really enjoyed myself at Cookeville High School and all the time that I had there, and have nothing negative to say about it, but there's just something about a smaller school atmosphere and the tradition and environment that's provided.
It is. Our student section is, if you watch the basketball games, it's covered with the football kids. It's covered with the baseball kids, and you go to the football games, it's the basketball kids, it's the baseball kids. You go to the baseball games, you'll see the basketball kids there and the football kids there. Those kids are all pretty connected. And, since I've been at Upperman, I think 75% of the kids that's graduated for me as a senior player, 75% of those kids have played multiple sports. And so,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And so, that's part of that high school experience. Not all of them do, but not all football players play basketball either. So,
right.
But if a kid wants to have that opportunity, then they should, because, less than 1% are going on the next level, and it's very difficult to do. So, we try to make sure that we provide them the opportunity to do that if that's what they choose to do. The Upperman situation, the community and the relationship with the schools and, the junior high right up to the high school, it's just really a unique situation for anything that's probably in the Upper Cumberland like that.
So a couple more things. We're getting close on time. I really want to get these in. You're lucky enough to have a couple of sons now that are following the career path, that you and Dana chose. So talk a little bit about that and how important that is, and really cool for them.
Well, it's awesome as a parent to see them pursue something that they want to do and that they choose to do, first of all. And, then it being the same career that both their mother and myself have is pretty neat. Austin and Tyler both spent a couple years after their playing time for me on the bench with Dana. So that gave them a little bit different perspective on how things can be done. And we've encouraged them to be their own people and coach their own way. And if you watch them in action, they do, their personalities are different. Their coaching styles are different, but those two guys are going to be very successful in this profession. They've got whatever that it is. They can do it.
Well, Bobby, we reached our time today. I want to thank you for coming in and spending a little bit of time with us, and congratulate you on all your success, both you and Dana, at Upperman High School, and wish you good luck in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys for having me.
Thanks.